The plant came online late last month, nearly a year after Wassa officials discovered elevated levels of PFAS in all six city wells. At a press event celebrating the new treatment plant, Wassa Mayor Katie Rosenberg said the city received $1.6 million for the project in last month's federal spending bill, but it still faces a deficit of some $15 million. She's asking lawmakers to help fund PFAS removal across the state.
It would be great if they started having those conversations about how to support communities to ensure that our shared constituents aren't shouldering the brunt of this on their own through rates or through taxes.
Dozens of Wisconsin communities have found elevated PFAS levels in their water. Long-term exposure can be associated with cancer risks and reduced fertility. Rob Mentzer, Wisconsin Public Radio.